It's Hometown Sounds. We're still in DC doing the DC music thing. Paul, how was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July was pretty good. I was at my girlfriend's family's cabin where there is no electricity.
That's crazy. I hear about this place from you and I'm like, I can't believe that you people do this.
It's definitely a challenge on many, many levels.
Lay it all out. Like, what are the... Just do it.
Well, I'm a person that runs hot. I like to be very cool. And of course, in July, when there's no electricity, you are at the whims of nature. It is at a high elevation, so there's that, but it was still kind of warm, kind of clammy, kind of moist. There was a lot of rainfall. And in fact, on the 4th of July, we were going to go watch some fireworks in town, and it just absolutely poured rain and flooding. It was crazy. So everything was canceled. So it's kind of my 4th.
Okay.
Yeah. How was the 4th here?
There was some rain, and thankfully it cleared up by the time I got to my 4th celebrations, which was a cookout. I had ribs and wangs, and they were real good. Mm-hmm. I brought my own fireworks to set off, and we got lit.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So what I really wanted to do was set off like 4 bottle rockets at once.
Yeah.
But the thing is I didn't really have a container heavy enough, because otherwise the bottle rockets would just pull over the soda can I had to work with.
Yes.
So I couldn't do more than 2 at a time, because I really wanted a real fizz bang. But that's fine. It's probably good that I didn't. I mean, I would light the bottle rocket and then like run away, because I'm terrified of like losing my eye in a fireworks accident.
Yeah, that's good, because that happens, man. It's terrible.
I prefer not to think about it happening. Like, oh God, go to the hospital and have them have to remove a firework from your eye.
I feel like if you just have sort of a basic level of intelligence about what not to do with fireworks, you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, let's play some summery fun time music from Jason Mendelsohn
here on Hometown Sounds.
Cigar and ride around in vintage cars. Everyone should relax for a minute and think. Do it here on the beach with a nice frosty drink. Everything that's old is new again. So I guess there's hope for me and my friends. When the big one falls and we have to escape, just hop in my boat and we'll head for the Cape. I pack my bleep bloops in a suitcase. I pack my bleep bloops in a suitcase. I pack my bleep bloops in a suitcase. There's no bleep bloops. This must not be my suitcase. Get is a marketing scam. Debt collection, just who do they think that I am? Sandra gave up this number some 10 years ago. Left her car in a ditch on the side of the road. Everything that's old is new again. So I guess there's hope for her and her friends. When the big one and they have to escape, just hop in my boat and I'll head for the Cape.
Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. What do we do, Paul?
Oh, we show you how DC rocks.
And what's your name, Paul?
My name is Paul Vodra.
I'm Tony Ferreco.
And that was Jason Mendelsohn. The song called Where They Make Rum.
Wasn't that fun? Oh. Everyone should relax for a minute and think. Do it here on the beach with a nice frosty drink. And I love that Jason can unironically say bleep bloops. I love talking about the bleep bloops. I hope he found his suitcase.
I was enjoying that song. And then when it got to that part, I said, oh, well, yep. We got to put this one in the podcast. That's an easy win there. That is a brand new song from the genius behind Metro Songs. It is the lead single from the summer 2019 six-song EP, which is called Scenes.
You can check out a 360 virtual reality video on Little Star. Have you heard of this platform, Paul?
Oh, gosh, no. I haven't. I have never had one of those 360 VR things on my head before.
Me neither.
I've never tried it out. I know that Jason is a big fan of it. And Jason had a little podcast called Metro Songs. And he had both of us individually on his show last... Was it last summer? Was that it? Was it 2 summers ago? I don't even remember.
It was
remember.
Last summer.
Last summer. And I know that he had a big VR rig at the time there.
A rig.
Yeah. And I didn't get to play with it. And he is leading the way with 360 VR content with this music video that he made for the song starring Wendy Renee Cade, a.k.a. DC burlesque dancer Sherry Sweetbottom.
I've seen her shake her thing around at the likes of Church Night.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. You can see Jason's Genesis tribute band selling Fairfax by the Pound at Epicure Cafe on Saturday, August 24th.
When Jason gets into something, he really takes it to its logical conclusion.
Oh, you know, it's amazing.
I mean, when he sees through over 100 tracks of songs about metro stations,
oh my God,
and tribute bands.
Yep.
I really admire Jason for his dedication to silly craft. And I don't say that derisively.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Also, I learned in that song Where They Make Rum that... There's a reference to a paraquat, a sonic paraquat, which is supposed to be like some kind of like lame talking head on the radio. But a paraquat is a highly toxic contact herbicide containing a salt of a cation. I still don't quite know how that squares up into like a lame DJ, but whatever. It seems like a word I should know.
I didn't know that word either.
Yeah. Paul, when I got over... I brought over a beach ball with me.
Yeah, you did.
And I started throwing it around with you. And I would say you played kind of half-heartedly.
Yes. Well, you know, we were doing our little like catch up, what's been going on with you, talk and whatnot. So I was a little distracted.
We weren't very far apart and I was just rolling it. And you would just be like, fine, take the ball back. But I want to tell you how I acquired this beach ball.
All right, then.
I went to a live podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I bought these tickets months ago. Yeah. I was so excited for the show. It was Jordan Jesse Go at the Miracle Theater in Eastern Market. And so I walk into the lobby of the theater, and there's a merch table. And on the merch table is a beach ball, indicating that you can buy a beach ball for, I forget if it was 10 or 15 bucks.
Yeah.
And I just noted it, thinking like, gosh, I am not going to spend 10 or 15 bucks on a beach ball. But I don't know, at some amount of time into the show, one of the hosts, and by the way, these are two of my radio heroes.
Oh. Like,
let me give you some context here. But Jesse Thorne, founder of the Maximum Fun podcast network.
Yeah.
And the NPR show Bullseye, he pulls out one of the beach balls and says, you know what to do, and hits the beach ball into the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And it heads straight towards me.
It knew where to go.
Yeah. And what would you have done? Let me ask you this, Paul. Because I want to know what you would have done, and then I'll tell you what I did.
I mean, my first instinct would be to hit the beach ball, you know, and like send it going through the crowd.
Right.
Like you do at most shows where they have a big beach ball.
Yes. So I did not do that. So what was coloring my thinking was that this beach ball has value.
Okay.
That these were for sale, these cost money, and that kind of resulted in my having a scarcity mindset about the beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I caught the beach ball, sat down, stood back up, and exclaimed, yes! And immediately regretted it.
Oh, no.
Because I then realized that I was supposed to hit the beach ball around.
Right.
And I feel doubly and triply embarrassed about this because the guests of the podcast were the hosts of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Okay.
Which included Stephen Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Linda Holmes and Glenn Weldon. And Linda Holmes definitely said something like, you're kind of supposed to hit it.
Oh, no.
So I wish I just hadn't seen those beach balls when I walked in.
Oh, okay. Because then you would have just had the natural instinct like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember taking the Metro home that night and feeling so dumb. Holding the beach ball, kind of hugging the beach ball as sort of a comfort object.
Yeah.
And thinking like, I can't even like engage in the social contract of hit the beach ball at a show.
I do think it's funny though that everyone on that stage and involved makes podcasts and they hit the beach ball to somebody else that also makes a podcast and that we will then talk about it on our podcast so that perhaps they will hear us talking about it on our podcast and have some sort of reaction.
I mean, now the question is, do I tag them?
Oh, yeah, you have to.
I know, because I feel so freaking embarrassed about myself.
Maybe they would provide you some redemption.
I don't know, man. Ugh. Ugh. I mean, I did get a beach ball, and that is carrying over into my pool time. And I love having guests over because then you get to play a little pool beach volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a good summer accoutrement, but I just, so dumb. You're so dumb.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. You just wanted the beach ball.
Yeah, but then I still can't believe that I sat down, stood back up, and exclaimed, yes.
Oh, man.
So that's me and beach balls this week. Let's just play another song.
Next up, we have Yes, Vacancy. We can always saw the ends off of the earth to make this work and shave off all the broken parts and shallow hearts that the ocean fill in again. We could only That was Yes Vacancy, the song called Begin Again. This is Ryan Nelson, who is the husband of Aaron, who we had on the podcast a couple of episodes ago, the new band member of Beauty Pill with Chad Clark. And it was really fun to meet him. You guys didn't hear him on the podcast, but we ended up hanging out for like a good like another hour, hour and a half or so, talking about bands and touring stories and mayhem. It was fun. This band also features Basla Andelson, also of Beauty Pill, and Erotic Thrillers on bass, Aaron Harmon on guitar, and Mary Madden on vocals. The description on Bandcamp for this release reads, "There are a few good things that can come from your cherished 8-track dying, but that's part of what led to four friends making the moody post-punk protest rock that is Yes Vacancy." This is one of two demo songs which are posted to Bandcamp for whatever price you like, and we want to let you know that they're playing a concert on Sunday, August 4th at the Lost Origins Gallery with a Chicago band. And let's see if we can figure out how to say this. It's FCKRJR.
Wait, are you just messing with me when you say, let's figure out how to say this?
I mean, that's how you literally say it. But it seems like you're supposed to fill in the vowels to make it Fucker Jr. That seems like what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you know, that's what they chose to name their band. So there you go. If you dug that, get tickets for that show while you can.
Totes my goats. Paul, I got a haircut recently.
Yeah.
And it's a little on the extreme side, in my opinion. And it was just a bad haircut.
Mm.
And like, I did not have great communication with my barber.
Okay.
And you are kind of hoity. Is that fair to say about your hair?
I mean, I guess so. I go to a stylist. I probably pay a decent amount of money, way more than you would at like a very cheap barber. So, but I really like that I don't have to do that. I go to the same person. And I sit down at the beginning and she says, what are we going to do this time? Leaving it open, I could say something crazy, but always I say, let's just do the same again. Tighten it up, you know, give me a nice little summer cut.
And you know, like I really thought I covered myself. I said, clippers number two.
Okay.
And there came the point where I was like, all right, we're in good shape. And then he just kept going.
Oh no.
And I mean, like my hair is so short that I cannot pull it.
Oh yeah, it's short. I mean, I've seen it this short before. You've definitely like gone this short in the past, so it wasn't like too remarkable for me to see this.
Well, that was because I screwed up that haircut too. But
I don't think it looks bad.
Thanks. I mean, I'm a few days in now, so it's starting to level out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been really into portmanteaus lately, kind of smashing two words together.
Yeah.
To get new ones.
Yeah.
And actually, another podcast hero of mine, his daughter, who's 5. Learned what the word portmanteau means, but she mispronounces it and refers to them as porkmanteaus.
Oh, that's awesome.
In this instance, like, you know, I'm referring to my haircut as a haircter, like a haircter.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're poor and there's something for you to maybe take a chance on, you might have a popportunity.
Oh, all right.
Or, If you have a cardigan, but you get rid of it, it's a discardigan.
Oh.
And then this last one, which doesn't really have any, like, I don't know what it would refer to in real life, but I just had the funny thought of Autopsy Turvy.
Oh, God. That's a good band name.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, this is on the heels of me tweeting about another band name I came up with, which was Pus Crystal.
Ooh. That's frightening.
Yeah, not a portmanteau,
right?
But I thought it has some basis in reality. We all know a pus crystal.
Oh God, I've certainly heard of worse band names. I'll say that we've probably read them on this podcast.
I did Google whether Pus Crystal was a band, and there it's free.
All right, free band name, grab it.
Yeah,
do some Bandcamp squatting.
Yeah. Anyway, let's keep the show going. Next, we have music from Artemis.
I'm in a dark navy blue sweatshirt and jeans, and I have brown hair about shoulder length. And I have people harassing me. My race doesn't matter.
She is white!
My age.
She is white!
Okay, yeah, she called the cops. Halt and stop, leave me ruined, because what I'm doing, nothing. Damn. cops had the same confusion on his face, came to the same conclusion.
What's that?
She don't know I live here. Down her face she dripped tears like impaled, like what the hell are you doing? Yeah, it could have been a shooting, cause I went to get beer. Up all the street it all, the heat you call, persist me when I'm existing. You see it's wrong, so yeah, keep tripping. Phone cams on, so yeah, keep flipping. The bird to me and this emergency is so called a false fate of urgency. It goes down, wow, so shifty, plain badass, hashtag that fast nickname.
Say you sorry, but she did.
I'm yapping, get off me while I'm grabbing a coffee. In the common area, napping oh softly. Had some exams to cram for. At the damn door, go the chakes that were acting so calmly.
What's the problem?
Disturbance call, and it's awkward, dude.
What?
She did the same thing at a barbecue. Little girl outside selling water. Had to face a mally at a rally, the yelling harder. Avoid this annoyance, penoid. Waste of resources, decoy getting in effect.
Why's that?
And a boyfriend when I flash a gun, making citizens arrest. Yelling out slurs like it's cool to FaceTime. Judging five blocks don't mean a hate crime. You can get away with spray quick, you're nervous.
What's up?
Plus we know you don't have a permit.
Can't say you're sorry, but she didn't mean it.
It doesn't matter. I want the police to come, and I've been waiting for 2 hours for...
New music from Artemis. The title of the track, You Just Had to Call the Cops, really stuck out in my mind. I was like, dang, excited to bump that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real good. I think that there's maybe less exasperation and more rage than my reading of the title.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much about being black and minding your own business, and surprise, the cops show up.
Yeah, it's crazy. That is one of two new tracks from one of our favorite rappers, Artemis, bundled together in an EP called Stuck in Limbo. It is just $2 on Bandcamp. We last featured Artemis on the podcast back in 2017 with the song Her Lips, Her Kiss from a brokenhearted 90s season. And we want to let you know that you can catch Artemis next at the Epicure Cafe on Tuesday, August 13th, opening for Etern and Lisa Vasquez. That is the second Epicure shout out in this episode. So there you go. Epicure getting all the love tonight.
Do we have more music, Paul?
We do have some more music for you on this episode. Next up, we have Giants of Diving.
But a dream
New music from Giants of Diving. That's called C Minor Requiem. Giants of Diving is the project of Craig Patrick. We last featured Giants of Diving in 2015 with a track called Separation Song from their self-titled EP. C Minor Requiem is an advanced single from the upcoming album Leave Room for Magic, which I really appreciate as an album title because usually I just leave room for dessert and it makes me think about dessert and I'm pro dessert.
Dessert is kind of magic.
You think so?
Sometimes it is.
That popsicle y'all gave me earlier was magic. Oh, that was a dopesicle.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I remember our friend Ryan Walker of the Beanstalk Library being really into the Giants of Diving track we played 4 years ago. I cannot believe that it's been that long. But what is also really cool to me is that Craig got in touch with me just a couple of nights ago to share this track with me. And I think that it is hella cool that he remembered his nice experience with Hometown Sounds previously and gave us something else to play.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Craig. Also, I noted that earlier today, he viewed my LinkedIn profile and endorsed me for podcasting.
Nice.
In terms of info about the song C Minor Requiem, Craig writes, "Hard to know what to say about the song C Minor Requiem. Reactions from friends I've played it for have ranged from, I'm going to add this to my chill playlist, to, whoa, that's dark." And I actually had both of those thoughts, like kind of down to the verbiage the first time I listened to it. Craig is really excited about the new record, and he says that it's a departure and less noisy and more introspective than the 2016 EP.
Sounds like maturing. And we have more songs for you on this episode of the podcast. Tony, do you know who's next?
Oh, I do. It's Pagan Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
That all who yearn for freedom may experience its few spiritual blessings. Those who have freedom will, and also its heavy responsibility. I am proud to do so.
How would you describe that, Paul? The word I would use, oops, I'm sorry, you were just about to talk, but the word I would use is enigmatic.
I was just going to say it was kind of creepy and kind of awesome. That song was called Radio Delay by Pagan Reagan. It is a single off of their upcoming EP, which is called It's Good For You. And one thing that I noted from the Bandcamp credits is that it was recorded by Max Holiday.
Of MH and his orchestra?
I don't know.
We were talking about this earlier. How many Max Holidays could there be in DC involved in music?
That seems like one. It seems like there could be only one.
But not the genre of music we associate MH of. And I'm fairly certain that there is a lot of people listening to this podcast who don't know who we're talking about. So let's just catch them up. The Max Holiday we know was the front man of this group called MH and his orchestra, which had like quite a variety of instruments. What did they include, Paul?
Oh my gosh. There was some brass. I think there was a tuba. There was like marching band drums and stuff
they would,
like that.
And they would all dress up in kind of old timey formal wear.
Yeah. Yeah. It was quite a show. There was a lot of stage props. It was really, you know, like the music was good, but the stage show was really where it was at. It was amazing. So Pagan Reagan is really an interesting band. I've been wanting to play them on the podcast for a long time, and we have not had a chance to do that until now. All the proceeds from this Bandcamp release are going to be donated to Raices, a nonprofit that helps immigrant families with the free legal services and counsel, which is very, very important for what's happening on the border states of America right now. You can see Pagan Reagan perform live Friday, July 26th at the Pie Shop.
Where else these days?
I know. That is, they really are killing it with the DC shows. Alongside them on that bill are Teen Mortgage, Capital Offender, and the Mad Doctors. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. We hope that you enjoyed it and follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Hometown Sounds. You can subscribe to the podcast in the podcast app of your choice, which really right now we're in a bunch of places. I've been actually working on this. So we're on the Apple podcast, of course. We're on Spotify. We're on SoundCloud. We're on Google Play. So if you like any of those things, you can find the Hometown Sounds podcast there. We're also available at our website, hometownsoundsdc.com. We have music videos, show picks, lots of other good stuff there. We have an email address. It's dj@hometownsoundsdc.com.
Please send us your music.
Yeah, drop us a line. Tell us what's going on, how things been. But really, the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
And we have one last track for you.
We do. It's from an act called Grogan Social Scene. And I've been aware of Grogan Social Scene for a number of years and have always kind of just shook my head at the band name as a play on Brooke and Social Scene.
Yes.
But the music is quite good. Grogan Social Scene is the musical project of Thomas Hennessy Grogan. Tom Grogan, he cops to kind of having a Silver Jews thing going on. If you ever listen to the Silver Jews, you know what I'm talking about. This, I hope I'm not disrespecting anyone here, but it's kind of deep and cryptically thoughtful, I guess. But yeah, it's really good stuff. And I am happy to have a Silver Jews indebted recording, because Silver Jews, and especially their record American Water, is really kind of like one of my favorite records of all time. Mm. So yeah, this is a track called Steel. Check it out as we round out this week's podcast. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.
And we'll see you next time. The
with a knife, illuminated by your cellular device. Rivers of people, bodies in motion, flowing through the streets right onto the ocean. Center of the